Live from the Business Radio X studio inside Renaissance Bank, the bank that specializes in understanding you. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and we, yes, folks, we are live. We're inside Renaissance Bank on Windward Parkway in beautiful Alpharetta, exactly where we belong. We're delighted to be back and live and in living color. And one thing I would tell you is that even though we had to not be on the bank premises during the pandemic, the bank continues to serve small business. This bank and other branches of Renaissance continue to serve small business, and they do it in a personal way. So if you're looking for a banking experience that is, well, let's say not the big bank experience, and you know what I mean, computer-generated voices, 1-800 numbers, you know how it works. They really don't want to talk to you. If that's the feeling you're getting, maybe you need to be in touch with the folks at Renaissance. Just go to renaissancebank.com. Find one of their local offices. They've got over 200 across the South ready to serve you. Be in touch and set up an appointment, and you'll get to talk to a real person. Imagine that. And I think you'll find that experience to be something that's helpful for your business. I know it has been with mine and others I know. Renaissance Bank, understanding you, member FDIC. And now I want to welcome an old friend, Gene Norman. Gene is with WaterWatch Pro. Gene, welcome back.
Good to talk to you again, John. Great to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. It's always great to see you. Let's talk about WaterWatch Pro and talk about you and for the one or two people out there that don't know you, who you are, what you're up to.
Well, sure, John. My name is Gene Norman. I'm a meteorologist. For over 25 years, I was on television. I still do some freelance work at CNN. But for the last couple of years, I've been what I consider to be a weather consultant. I offer a variety of services. And in 2018, I launched an app after being introduced to a person that had a very specific problem. And the app has been growing in use and also in revenue, which is great. And I'm excited to share that information today.
Awesome. You know, one of the things I love, Gene, as I reflect on the times I've heard you tell your story is you really are a meteorological geek. I mean, you from the very beginning, this was in your blood, right?
Absolutely, John. When I was 12 years old, I asked my parents for a weather station. And my fondest memory of that year was watching my father, who unfortunately has left us, lean out the window of the 11th floor of our 14-story apartment building in the Bronx, New York, screw this into the windowsill. Every day I would dutifully write down the temperature and the wind and the pressure and everything else. And one night there was a really bad storm, and I woke up the next morning and my weather station was gone. And I wanted to know, what is the power that is greater than my father, who still is one of the most imposing figures in my life? He was 6'4", and, you know, I just always looked up to him as being the greatest thing. Like, you know, in fact, when I heard that basketball players were 6'4", that was my reference point. Oh, he's as big as my dad.
I love it. So you're just, and this is true for a lot of broadcast professionals. I mean, a lot of people think, oh, you know, just talking heads. But I mean, you came to the broadcast profession with tremendous knowledge about meteorology.
Exactly. But I didn't have a lot of broadcast experience. Mm-hmm. I moved to Houston, Texas, after living on the East Coast and growing up in New York in the mid-80s, right after Challenger, actually. And a lot of people were surprised, why are you taking a job with NASA? You know, they just had a big problem. I said, don't worry, they'll fly again, because, you know, I really had a lot of confidence. Plus, I was young and dumb. And I began to work for NASA in a capacity of really support. I was involved in helping them generate the forecast that they need at the time to launch and land the space shuttle. Very exciting work. But what I always wanted to do was be on television and do the weather. I got a part-time job in nearby Beaumont. I was living in Houston at the time, And within a very short period of time, I was able to get a full-time job doing the weather on TV. It was my dream come true. And I remember during the journey along the way, as I would walk into news directors' offices, this is back in the 90s before we had the internet and be able to look things up online, walk in with a literal VHS tape and say, this is my dream. This is what I want to do. Tell me if I'm crazy. A lot of them said, you know, you don't have a lot of broadcast experience, but you have a lot of passion. And it seems like you have a lot of broadcast experience because I would practice, John, in front of a full-length mirror every night as if I was on television. So wow. That old, you know, motto of, you know, be it before you are it, that's what I tried to do because I figured I didn't have any other options at that point. And someone gave me a part-time job in Beaumont, which led to a full-time job back in Houston, which started my 25-plus year career. I've been fortunate enough to work in Houston, Atlanta, Birmingham, and as I mentioned, I still do some freelance work at CNN.
Gotcha. So let's chat about WaterWatch Pro and maybe how you got the bug for becoming entrepreneurial, right? I mean, how did that happen?
Well, you know, I really had never thought about doing that until I started attending some of the North Fulton business meetings, meeting people like you and others, and learning a little bit about what it means to be an entrepreneur. Basically, to have an idea, but how to put legs to the idea. A lot of people have ideas, but it's challenging sometimes to put the legs to them and to get them to go and move. And through some of those networkings, I was introduced to a gentleman who did something I'd never heard of. He was a stormwater inspector. And you may be saying, what is a stormwater inspector? You may not know this, but in this country, when you build larger than an acre, you have to apply for a special permit that says you will do all you can to prevent runoff from your construction site getting into what's called the waters of the United States, streams, rivers, and creeks, and lakes, and so forth, other bodies of water. Because when it rains, things run off of a construction site and they go wherever, unless you put protections in place. Well, his job, this gentleman's job, his real name is Joe, was to go out and after it rained, check those sites to see did his protections or did the developer's protections work, the people who are doing the construction. He's hired by those companies to go do that. His problem, of course, John, is that when it rains in Atlanta, he lives in Winder, actually. So it rains in Winder. He'd get up the next morning, drive to his 30-odd sites and say, you know, man, half these sites didn't even get enough rain. Some people may have had that experience with the recent tropical storm Claudette that came over the weekend, this Father's Day weekend. It rained a ton in some places, but not as much in others. So imagine having to get up the next day and go check all these places to see if the rain was a problem. So I started scratching my head, got together with a developer I know, and we began to beta test an app that was really at first designed to help him. We thought, well, if we can help him, we might be able to help people like him. And that's how WaterWatch Pro was born. It's a digital app that uses NOAA data to track rainfall remotely so that the person doesn't have to physically go to the site. He can be told with a text message or an email, hey, you had a certain amount of rainfall at your location. And this helps him avoid having to make unnecessary trips. Plus, it gives them an automation of the rainfall record. Then we started exhibiting the app in 2018 and learned there are a lot of people who have this problem and other people who have different kinds of problems when it comes to rainfall. And we have been growing because we're meeting that need. So I learned two things. I learned that, you know, when you can find a solution that someone really has a problem to, not that you think they do, you have something and you can grow that. And Joe is our biggest advocate. He tells everyone he knows about WaterWatch Pro because he said, man, it has really helped me. In fact, he says he's grown his business by using the app. And I asked him, well, what do you mean by that? He says, well, now I have a better tool to help me plan and to help me respond so I can more adequately manage resources, hire staff in the right way, and allocate those resources in the right way. And I heard that, and it just got me excited, John. I mean, a lot of other business owners out there, when you hear that what you're doing actually helps people and benefits them, that's exciting. And I'm not trying to, you know, pat myself on the back necessarily, but, you know, I got a closet full of Emmy Awards and other awards and accolades, which is great. But one of the most exciting days of my life in the last couple of years was the first time that I saw from my processor on the app that someone swiped their credit card and paid for something that I had provided. That was exciting. And I get that feeling every day because the processor tells me that I either have a new subscriber, and since it's a subscription service, or that someone has renewed. So to see that renewal come in every day, see that new subscriber come in every day is exciting because it lets me know that I am doing something. I'm building something. I'm creating something. And I'm providing a benefit for somebody.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it's as you yourself said, it's you're glad to get the benefit of it to you personally, but you're actually helping people transform their business and their lives by the service you provide.
Exactly. And I hear that story a lot. And we have started to attract clients I never would have thought of. A woman in upstate New York runs a tree farm. And she said, I need to know how much rain is falling at my tree farm. I live 50 miles away. A gentleman with a scrap metal yard in Beaumont, Texas, says, I need to know if the rain is causing a problem in my scrap metal yard because I might be doing other things. It starts raining. I don't really have an awareness of how hard it is raining, but your app tells me. It sends me a ping and says, hey, such and such amount has fallen. You might need to go do something. He didn't have that ability before. He might have been staring at his phone. I have another young lady who works for an engineering firm where she has to go take samples when it starts to rain to measure the water quality at the site. And she told me, I literally sit in my car and stare at the radar app on my phone and then point my, and then I start driving in a direction I think I need to go. And when I heard that, I was like, no, let me help you. You should not be living that way. You shouldn't be living such that you're staring at a phone. Let us send the information to you. And to hear that this stuff is helping people, it's really exciting.
Folks, Gene Norman is with us. He is the owner of WaterWatch Pro. So, Gene, you mentioned a few examples there that really go beyond just the, I guess, the regulatory requirement, if you will, in terms of why folks use your app.
Yeah. And I mean, there's lots of different reasons why people need this. Again, it is to a certain extent a regulatory issue because the permit that builders have to adhere to says you will keep a rainfall record, A, and B, you will perform an inspection when a certain amount of falls. Now, that's the overall permit from the EPA, but each state can kind of tack on their own other requirements to it. And as we've gone along this journey, we've learned how to help people and we've learned how it can really be a benefit to them. Because again, they're getting a text and email on their phone. They can automatically look up the past rainfall on their phone and they get a detailed record that they can put into the record of all of their compliance activities with respect to this permit. So, yeah, we're helping people in a lot of different ways.
So, where does the data come from? Sure. And talk about the accuracy of the data because you're talking about some rainfall over some fairly small plots of land, right?
Exactly right. And, prior to using WaterWatch Pro, what a lot of our clients were doing was that they would, and I've heard all kinds of things, but I've heard them say, oh, I watched the guy on TV. He said it rained, X amount at Atlanta Airport. So I wrote that down in my record. And I said, wait a minute, your construction site is miles away from the airport and the rainfall amount can vary wildly. Or other people say, well, I go online, I look up, using a variety of online sites. Once again, it is not your location. Or even if they use a gauge on site, you have to, of course, check it every day and you've got to be diligent about writing things down. And you know what that means. People might forget or overlook or not do it all at the same time. So we are relying on data that comes from NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which is the overarching government agency that houses the National Weather Service. NOAA has a process that they use every hour to represent the rainfall through a combination of radar corrected by surface rain gauges that NOAA operates, not just, any Tom, Dick, or Harry, as well as satellite data, surface observations, and even computer models. And they generate a fairly high resolution, highly accurate representation of the rainfall every hour for the whole U.S. And we access that file. Now, that file is, again, based on data that's plotted on a 1 kilometer or half a mile grid. So basically, again, you have very high resolution. Half a mile is pretty good, and it does account for these, what we call, you know, convective rainfall. And what I mean by that is in the summertime, John, I'm sure you've had this experience. A lot of our listeners have had this experience. Rains on one side of the street, not the other. Or rains, you know, you might call somebody and say, man, we just got a ton of rain. You call somebody on the other side of town, they said, not a drop. Been sunny here all day.
Yep.
And we're able to account for that. And plus, you know, we are centering it on the location of the construction site. And, you know, that's a pretty good resolution of the data. So that's where the data comes from. And again, it's provided by NOAA. It's not just, you know, me. I'm not making it up. It's the National Weather Service. And they're committed to producing that rainfall map every hour on the hour.
And how does that help the folks that have a regulatory need for this? Because, I mean, it would seem to me that if they're able to show the data comes from NOAA, it's not just something they made up, you know, their anecdotal observations, that would help the validity of their records when they present them to the authorities.
Sure. The permit doesn't specifically say how you are to track the rain. It just says you are to track rainfall and you are to perform activities when certain amounts fall. So the fact that they can fall back on this and say, hey, we're getting this hourly data from NOAA, and that's how we are performing our action, it should give the regulators confidence that, hey, at least they are trying to do something. They're not just guessing. They're not just relying on physical methods. And again, there's nothing wrong with a physical rain gauge. It just has to be sited properly. It has to be, you know, read properly, maintained. I've heard all kind of horror stories. Rain gauges get stolen, birds build nests in them, etc. By using a digital source that doesn't have to have any physical impediments on it, that introduces a layer of reliability and accuracy. And when you say accuracy, you have to be careful when you're talking about rainfall, because what is an accurate rainfall measurement, right? If I were to take 4 rain gauges and put them at the corner of a half a mile grid square, you know, just place them half a mile apart, and rain moves across the area, I can guarantee you that what you're going to read in all 4 of those will be different. So that's an estimate. What we're doing is an estimate as well, but to me, all rainfall measurements are estimates because we're trying to capture something that is changing in time and space. When rain moves across an area, as you have observed, no doubt, you'll see it, you know, kind of comes down real hard and tapers off a little bit, or, you know, it moves through at a different rate of speed. It might come in slowly or fast. And so to actually capture what is going on is really challenging. It's not like temperature. You know, if you say, what's the temperature? It's pretty consistent across a certain area. Rainfall isn't like that.
Folks, we're here chatting with Gene Norman. Gene is the owner of WaterWatch Pro. So, Gene, talk a little bit about some of the use cases. You mentioned a few, it goes beyond just builders and developers that need to measure rainfall on their sites for water runoff. I mean, you've got some pretty interesting cases where, again, you've helped achieve business transformation for people.
Right. And in certain instances, the applications might not be as apparent, but let me share one specific story with you. I have a builder, I have a pool contractor, someone who builds pools. Now, if you've ever had a pool built, you know that if they tell you, if you sign a contract today and they say it's going to be ready on October 15th, that on October 15th, John, you're going to jump into your pool, right? No. You will not. Okay. And the pool contractor knows this. Everyone knows this, but you have to put a date on the calendar at some point. Well, he told me that since using the app, he has been able to recoup construction claim costs. And what do I mean by that? In the past, before he had the app, what would happen is he would tell somebody it's going to be ready by October 15th. October 15th comes by and it's not ready. And every day that he has that he's late, he has to credit the buyer of the pool a certain amount of money because he's late. All right. However, by using the app, he can go to them and say, here are the days that it rained and we could not do work. Because building a pool is what? Outside work, right? You have to do it outside. It's not like building a house. If it starts raining, you can stop doing some of the outside activities and focus on the inside activities, right? Well, today we're going to work on the bathrooms and the plumbing because that's inside. But once it clears up, we're going to get back on the roof and other parts, right? Pool is all outside. There are no inside parts to a pool. And plus, he's got to hire people to come work and he's got to order materials and equipment and so forth. So knowing that it's certain days prevented him from raining is letting him prove that he had these legitimate delays. He told me that one time a client came to him and said, hey, I don't believe you. And the client pulled out their iPhone and said, well, the iPhone said it didn't rain last week. He pulls out our automated records and shows them, here are the days, here are the hours it rains. It shuts down the conversation because the client, the homeowner, he doesn't have that kind of detail. He's not tracking it to that precision. All right. So he's able, this pool contractor is able to, you know, get this information. Plus, we have ways to go back in time from before when we were monitoring your site to get past data. And we give you forecasts. We give you a lot of robust information that lets you manage your project from any number of angles. And he loves having the forecast information because, again, if he wakes up in the morning and gets a ping from us telling you, hey, we're expecting a certain amount of rain today, he can decide, I don't need to call in my subcontractors today, or, you know, we're going to have to move a certain activity to another day. So it gives him a lot of other information. I talked about the guy with the scrap metal. I have another client who has a poultry farm, a similar type of thing. He's got to take measurements to assess the runoff because, you know, poultry farms are just clean and fresh, right?
Oh, of course.
And the smell is delightful.
Yeah.
Well, when it starts raining on that delightful smell, he has to take some measurements. Well, again, having this information come to him quickly and let him know, hey, you've got to go take action, helps him. It just helps. So there's lots of different applications. That's what we learned along the journey, John. And that's the other part that's really exciting to me is that we started out in one direction, trying to help one guy, Joe. Mm-hmm. And through the process of exhibiting this at trade shows and other venues, we learned there are lots of other people who need this rainfall data that we didn't even know about. And so what I do whenever we get a new client or even a new person on a trial is I try to call them. Everyone doesn't answer the phone, as you know, or respond to email. But I do try to reach them and find out, hey, how did you hear about us and why do you need rainfall data? And I always learn something from those conversations. It's very, very exciting for me to hear, again, the many applications of this particular tool.
You just mentioned something that I think is an extraordinarily valuable lesson for all business owners, and I want to come back to that. But before we do that, let's talk about the cost of the service. What are the details there, Gene?
Sure. Well, anyone can start a free trial. Just go to waterwatchpro.com and click on the Get Started tab, and you can start a trial of this for 30 days. You get access to all the features of the app, and you get to monitor one location. After 30 days, you can upgrade to an ongoing subscription, which is based on one of three service levels. We do it like the Olympics. We have a bronze, silver, and a gold level of service. During the trial, you get the gold service, which is all the features that we offer. And there's quite a few. That costs $24 per month for every five locations you put in the system for us to monitor. You can step down from gold to silver, which is $18 per month for every five locations, or bronze, which is $12 a month for every five locations. All the details about the specific features are on the website, but just to run them down really, really quickly here, the gold level of features includes the 24/7 monitoring, the daily notification, monthly reports, daily reports, as well as the on-demand lookup. So you can, you know, once you've had the service for a while and we've been monitoring your location, you can look up what happened last week or what happened last month, et cetera. And it shows you right there on the app and it prints you a report. You also get the site-specific forecast. So every day you get a three-day forecast. And if your day one forecast is expected to receive or to exceed a threshold that you define, you also get a text and email notification. We have something new called Rapid Rain, which gives you the information every 15 minutes as opposed to every hour. And we have the ability for you to know about flooding events, what we call excessive rainfall. We learned about this through attending a webinar in this stormwater industry. Turns out that when a developer puts out their designs for how they're going to keep that runoff from going off the property, they build it to a certain amount of rainfall specification. In other words, they say, if we put these barriers in, this should probably work well if you had a 4-inch event, okay? Well, guess what happens? You might have a 6 or 8-inch event, and your silt fences and other protection measures, they're going to fail because you didn't design them for that much. You only designed them for 4. Well, our app can tell you when you're having those kinds of events. What does that do for you? Well, it lets you prove that you did all you could, but you couldn't beat nature.
Yeah.
So when the regulators come, you say, hey, man, I did the best I could, but I couldn't beat nature. And here's proof that this was a historic maximum event based off of a table that NOAA maintains for maximum events all over the country. If you've heard of the expression, this was a 100-year flood and a 1,000-year flood. Well, there's actually tables that define those numbers. And so we can track that and compare the rainfall that we're detecting against those tables and let you know, hey, you had a really bad day. We had a couple of those over the weekend with the tropical storm that came into Louisiana. I have a couple of clients down there that were notified that some of the rainfall amounts that they received were historic maximums. So this is useful information. So that's everything you get at the gold level. And then we drop off a couple of features for silver and bronze. Bronze is pretty basic. You just get the daily reports and monthly reports and the notifications. But again, there's something for everybody. Some people only need certain kinds of information. Other people need more.
Gene, what you are describing is something that strikes me as having a pretty definable and significant return on investment. I mean, that for most business owners, and everybody's got a different use case, I understand, but sure. For most business owners, you're offering quite a lot of value at those different price levels.
Exactly. And John, we even have a calculator on our website that someone can use to compute what would the savings be from using WaterWatch Pro. And what I mean by that is, if they didn't have the service and they did like Joe did originally, drive around to all of his sites, right? That costs a certain amount of money to, you know, load up the truck with the equipment, drive, take time to spend, do the inspections, et cetera. So we have a calculator that says, hey, if you thought you had to make 4 trips a month, but WaterWatch Pro told you you only had to make 2, here's how much you would save. So they can actually see for themselves if anyone's challenged. I have had a lot of people challenge, oh, I can't spend that kind of money, or my company won't let me spend that kind of money. It doesn't seem like a lot of money, but again, there's a combination of a productivity time savings and an actual cost savings for trips not made, if you will. The productivity savings of not having to go look stuff up online or, you know, keep a spreadsheet and do all that other stuff. We're doing all that for you. And it's kind of set and forget. Once you define that location in the system, we're monitoring hour by hour. We're telling you the information. You can look it up anytime. Sometimes, as you know, John, in business, it's difficult to quantify the value of a productivity enhancement. And other listeners, you know, other business owners may have that same challenge. So, you know, making the case for, hey, something is going to make you more productive can sometimes be a harder sell.
Well, yeah. And one thing you just touched something that's really, a pet peeve with me. I mean, I think business owners, they undervalue their own time, right? I mean, they don't put the appropriate value on what their time is worth.
Exactly. Exactly. But then again, when you can actually calculate it, you know, and again, the first person I talked about, Joe, who has tripled his business, he can calculate it. He knows, hey, I'm not wasting time going to sites that don't need to be checked. I'm not sending my crews out there. I'm only sending them to the places I need to. And he's been able to grow his business. I heard that. That really got my attention.
Mm. Good work here, folks, from Gene Norman. He's the founder of Water Watch Pro. Gene, this has been great. And I can't imagine that there aren't some folks at this point listening to you describe your service that don't want to be in touch and learn more. So let's give them your coordinates.
Absolutely. Well, you can email me at Gene, G-E-N-E dot Norman at waterwatchpro.com. Waterwatch Pro is all one word. And you can also call me at 770-376-0497. Please check out the website, waterwatchpro.com. We have videos, we have testimonials, got lots of great information. It's very easy to navigate and see, you know, how this service can help you if this is something that you need to do. We really don't aim this at consumers. There aren't a lot of people, you know, individuals who need to know about this. It's really for those who are involved in construction. Mm. I'm working with a client now who is preparing for a court case where he's being sued because neighbors are saying that since he's done his construction, they're experiencing, more runoff from the site prior to when the construction began. And we're able to go back and get archive data to show the rainfall record. And that will help him to be able to, you know, defend his position. So there's lots of different applications for this. Again, sometimes it's a matter of complying to the permit. Other times it's a matter of responding quickly to rain events. So there's lots of applications, but primarily people who are involved in construction, who are involved in stormwater monitoring, civil or environmental engineering, and again, anybody who needs rainfall data.
Gene, congratulations, great work, and all the best as you continue to build your company.
All right, thank you so much, John. It's been a pleasure talking to you again. And if I, you know, don't want to diverge too much here, but you know, I consider, you know, John Ray to be a true friend to any business owner because he is willing to share what he knows. And he's willing to, you know, help you reframe and rethink about what you're doing. And John, when you and I first talked, one of the things you said was you want to make sure that people don't have a barrier to what you're doing. And you encouraged me to do a trial with no credit card needed. And I had a lot of different opinions from other advisors about this, but I said, you know, I'm going to listen to John. And it has really been a really, really great advice because people get to try it before they buy it. And that's better, in my opinion, than the experience of swipe your credit card at first, you don't like it, then in 30 days, you got to go fight with somebody to get a charge taken off of your card. I want raving fans. I want more Joes. I want people who said, I'm using this, and I'm going to keep using it because it's helping me.
Mm. Well, thanks for your kind words. And it sounds like, congratulations again, you've got raving fans. I mean, from Joe going forward, you've got some raving fans, and that's what every business owner aspires to. So congratulations on that achievement. That's awesome, Gene.
Well, thank you so much, John. Again, a pleasure to be with you, and I'm glad to be able to share this information with those who might need to know.
Awesome. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Always a pleasure. And I look forward to having you back, and we'll update you, everyone on what you've done in the meantime. So congratulations again.
All right. Thanks so much.
Yep. Folks, if you've got administrative tasks in your business that are weighing you down, if you're up at 11 or 12 o'clock at night doing your books, there's something wrong. let's just say that. Okay. And here's what my suggestion is figure out those things that are on your to-do list that need to be on somebody else's to-do list and make that change so you can grow your business. And one way to do that is to get in touch with Essie Escobedo over at Office Angels. Now, I use her services, and the reason I do is because I do. There are a lot of things I don't have to do, that other folks that are better at it than I could ever be can help me and help me in my business. So give her a call, 770-442-9246. If you're shy and want to check the website, it's officeangels.us. But my suggestion is give her a call. Tell her I told you to call her, and she'll be glad to help you, and she'll send an angel in that will clean it up, I promise you, and you'll be happy about that. Folks, just one other quick request, before we part ways today. You can find our show on all the major podcast apps. North Fulton Business Radio is the search term. So all the major ones, even the minor ones, go on there, whichever one your favorite is, go on and subscribe using the search term North Fulton Business Radio and give us a 5-star review. Not a 3, not a 4. I want you to go all the way to 5. And here's the reason. It's not about me. It's not about Business Radio X. It's about great business leaders like Gene Norman who have great service or great product, and they deserve to be found, and you helping promote the show so that others can find the show will help them. So if you could help them in that way, I'd greatly appreciate it. So for my guest, Gene Norman, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.